This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we got one more before we turn things over to John Freaky, getting ready for a full day of football action here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We know the Falcons play tomorrow night, so we've got three games for you here in case you can't get in front of a TV. But one of the most flexible people that we have on the show, Sam, is Terrell.
Absolutely.
Because Terrell, I mean, we need him here, we need him there. He just bends. And now he's also made his daughter available for us, and they both bend.
Yeah.
So before we get to him, we say to you, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy holidays to everybody out in Hampton.
Out in Hampton.
And shout out to our boy, Brandon Hutchison, and everybody out there.
Everybody at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Everybody out at AMS.
Yes. The beautiful Atlanta Motor Speedway.
We'll be seeing you guys before you know it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
They got things going on throughout the course of the week out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one where they got like a gift shop open? You go out there and maybe wander through?
I don't know if you can wander through. You probably can order some things out there. I don't know. For the holidays,
yeah, man, they got to have some line, stuff.
They may do that, because there's always something happening out there.
Hit us up, Brandon. Let us know if we can go do some Christmas shopping at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
That'd be a deal.
Yeah, it would. Get yourself some jackets out there. Anyway, that's not why you called. Bring on this. I'm curious of what his thoughts are on what is going on in Las Vegas, what has happened this past week with the Hawks. Good morning, Terrell, and how are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing wonderful this morning. How's everything in y'all world?
Yeah, we're doing great now that we hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think about this Hawks team this last week or so? Going back to, first it was Lakers. We were talking about that last week, and then it had from Denver to Las Vegas, the ebb and flow of this team.
With the stop in New York on the way.
Yeah.
I must say I was thoroughly impressed with the Hawks team, and I hope that they find a way to take some positivity from this last week, 7-1 and 8 games. As you just mentioned, the hiccup against the Nuggets where the Joker was just phenomenal, but I have been very, very impressed. I was a little sad with the outcome yesterday as far as the NBA Cup game is concerned, because I feel like Trae Young played one of his best games as a member of the Atlanta Hawks, both offensively and defensively. And the guys just weren't able to get over the hump. Now, I'll give credit to the Milwaukee Bucks. They are a great team. But it does go to show that our guys can go toe-to-toe with the best of the best in the NBA. And they've done that over the past few weeks. When you think about what they did to the Knicks, that was one of those humbling experiences, I think, for Knicks fans. Knicks fans have been doing a lot of bragging and boasting since the acquisition of Carl Anthony Towns. And don't get me wrong, he's looked very nice in a Knicks uniform so far. He's performed really well. But Trae Young did what he does best, go to Madison Square Garden and put on a show. And I loved, absolutely loved him rolling the dice on the Knicks logo when the game was over. And the Hawks did have the opportunity to advance to the NBA Cup. But I think it was a great learning experience. I think some of the guys, would, you know, are still having a younger team. It kind of goes back to their NCAA game, NCAA days with March Madness, you know, the one-and-done single elimination games. I don't want to say the refs gave the game away yesterday, but I feel like our Hawks had every opportunity to win the game, and they just weren't able to get over the hump. But I tip my cap to them, and I look forward to seeing where they go in the next week or so.
Yeah, folks, that is Terrell Thomas spending time with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. Chris Middleton showed up, you know, and when he gets off the bus against the Hawks, I'm like, uh-oh. You know, because when the Hawks beat them early in the season, he did not play in that game. And he just showed up. He didn't have a big, you know, point production night, but he's just one of those guys, you know, that's out there for them. And he's a difference maker with that team, Darrell. If he's healthy, they are a contender in the East.
Yeah, I do believe in the East. And he's been a gentleman. I enjoy watching his game. I know that he was out for a while to begin. So as you just mentioned, he wasn't a huge factor. But just him being out on the court and giving Giannis and Dame Lillard another option or another threat, or giving your coach and your defense, the opposing defense, you know, another guy that you have to keep your eye on, is something. And I think the more and more he begins to get his feet under him as the season goes on, that could be a good sign for the Bucks. But as you mentioned, he hasn't really been as impactful as we've seen him over the last few years yet. But he is certainly someone to watch out for.
I cannot remember the last time I saw Doc Rivers in a post-game press conference smile and kind of giggle and laugh.
Yeah.
Like he did after that one. Yeah. And not because he beat the Hawks. It was just, that's just been his, he got to Milwaukee. And it was interesting to see. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you think about what's going on out there in Vegas in total?
I like year two. I really do like year two. I was surprised the teams that made it out there. I was surprised Houston made it out there. I wasn't too surprised with our Hawks, but I do know they were an underdog. Milwaukee hasn't yet throughout the entire NBA Cup, and I've been impressed all season long with a team you've been talking about in the OKC Thunder. So I've enjoyed it so far. I think both games were very competitive. Two defensive games, if we really look at it, because for a long time, when we were heading into the fourth quarter, we're still, you know, the game was still in the 80s for the Hawks and the Bucks, and it was the same way last night for the Rockets and the Thunder. And we also see those are really, I don't want to call the Bucks a young team, but they're a mature, younger team. But when you look at the Hawks, when you look at the Rockets, when you look at the Thunder, certainly, those are some of the younger teams in the NBA. So to see them out there, for folks who don't always watch the game, who are, you know, not the casual fans who might not have league pass or catch the games on TNT and ESPN. So I enjoyed it. I'm actually looking forward to Tuesday's game between the Bucks and the Thunder. I think that could be a really good one.
I got a question for both of y'all.
Go ahead.
Because I've been hearing this conversation this past week about movement of one particular player. And I wonder, listen, when it comes to the finals, there are a few people above this guy who you would want on your team. And I'm talking about Jimmy Butler. He a fit here in Atlanta?
I think Jimmy Butler would certainly be a fit here. He would be a veteran. But I don't know if I'd want to give up some of the younger guys to get him here. I think when you look at Jimmy Butler's game, it is very similar to a DeAndre Hunter's game, being a guy who you know of his defensive prowess, but also get it done on the offensive side of the game. Now, Jimmy may be a bit more of a facilitator than DeAndre, even though I do think DeAndre has that, you know, in his bag of tricks to where he could be a facilitator if the Hawks really needed him to. But I think he could fit, to answer your question, but I don't think that's a role that the Hawks need to go down.
Watch for that and see if that happens as far as the team goes. What do you think now when they you know, come back, this team, they got a little time off right now, since they're not going to be playing in the final Tuesday. And then they have to go out to San Antonio when they come back to work. What should we expect from this team?
Yeah, I think the Hawks are actually going to get back on the winning side of things when they go to San Antonio. Now, it'll be interesting in their next few games. We're still currently over 500 at 14-13, but as you mentioned, we'll see Wembley and the Spurs on the road, and then a home game against John Morant, and the Grizzlies home game against the hometown kid, Anthony Edwards. and the Timberwolves. So I think it'll be very fascinating to see. Trae Young, as we know, always gets up for, you know, those big matchups against individuals who also shine in the league. So seeing Trae go against Chris Paul and seeing some of our bigs go up against Wembley, I think will be dope. And then when we have Ja and Anthony Edwards, respectively, in town for the two home to begin the home stretch for the Hawks, I think that'll be fascinating. But I think the Hawks will have an opportunity to get back on a winning streak. I don't know if it'll be 7-1 or something like that. But I do see them going over 500 after this road trip and in their upcoming homestand.
Am I going to get a little credit for the two teams I was talking about before the season started? In fact, some of last year when you talk about Ja. I mean, you've been hearing me. Y'all got sick of me talking about him, right? I was talking about nothing but Ja Morant. And you look at who's leading the top of the West out there. I was talking about OKC, talking about Memphis. I don't know if it's going to be sustained throughout the rest of this year, but I'm telling you, those are the two teams that make me buy a ticket.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Of course you get credit for being a visionary out here. We'll certainly give you some credit for that.
I don't know if I get all that from this. Hey, listen, seriously, though, what people have kind of alluded to it. They've danced around it. But I've not heard a deep dive and given your thoughts on who's leading this division, man. Talk about this Orlando team and how scary they can be under the radar.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you do remember, they've been a team over the last few seasons that I've said if they can get it done, if they can pull it together, they have a lot of young talent. They've had a lot of lottery picks over the last few years. So I'm honestly not surprised at all what they're doing down there in Orlando. Now, they've had an unfortunate incident because Wagner, one of their star players, he'll be out for a while. He has a hip injury, and we haven't seen a lot of Paolo as of recently. So Jalen Suggs has stepped up, and then Wendell Carter, you know, in our backyard here in Georgia, he's back in the lineup as well. He stepped up. I've been impressed with the Magic over the past few seasons, and I think they are finally beginning to get it together. Championship run, I'm not sure yet. I think they may be a piece or two away, or maybe just a little more experience because they do have a very young team. But yeah, they've been for me how the Thunder have been for you over the past few seasons. It's been like, okay, let's keep our eye on these Magic. They're growing. I like who they're drafting. I like how they're building through the draft. And they're very similar when we think about drafting to the Thunder just over here in the East. So I'm very impressed with what they got going on. And we will see if they can sustain it, but I think they will be able to as they continue to get key players back.
Yep, we'll watch and see what happens with them. They are on the top right now in Southeast with Miami right behind them and the Hawks right there. I just like the way, you know, our team is trending. But let's see. We'll have to try to reel in this Orlando team who's gotten off to a really good, a solid start this season.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
How's the holidays going, man, with the kids?
Everything is – the holidays have been well. I've had some unexpected surprises as far as being able to get out, see different light shows and stuff like that. So that's been dope. The kids have been on me about making sure we get some Christmas gifts for their grandparents, my mom being here and such.
Mm-hmm.
So – We're ramping up. They'll get out of school next week, and I know things will really kick off. And basketball season is kicking off for Melo again, so this is one of his favorite things. In the
See, you know what? Yeah. I foresee, Sam, I foresee in the next year or so, or this upcoming year, we're going to hear a little bit more from Melo. Because, see, his sister's been getting all the shine this last couple of years. And I think, you know, especially the little brother, he's like, he's had enough of that. he's had enough of that. He's on the court. His sister's got holding the microphone.
Right.
Right? So he's like, y'all need to focus on me. But listen, man, we will be talking you up through Christmas. And you might be joining us during that time because we got to let everybody know we will be with you the 26th and 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will be with you the week leading up to New Year's. So we're going to need some guests. We might have you and the kids come down to the show.
Come and hang out with us.
All right,
we'll come on down and bring some hot chocolate. Just let me know.
Yeah, just.